An MHSAA staff member is headed to the Hall of Fame, and the very first WNBA draft featured one of Michigan's best. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. District play for girls basketball opens on March 3rd, and never has the excitement around women's basketball been as high as it is now. Both Michigan State and Michigan have been ranked this season, and of course, Caitlin Clark and Angela Reese have taken the WNBA to new heights. Did you know the WNBA started in 1997, and the first player drafted in the very first WNBA draft, called the WNBA Elite Draft, was Dina Head, who played at Salem High School. Head led the Rocks to a Class A semifinal appearance in 1987 and was named Miss Basketball by the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan that year. She averaged an impressive 27 points per game as a senior and is one of 33 girls in Michigan all time to score more than 2,000 points in her career. After high school, Head won two NCAA championships playing at Tennessee for legendary coach Pat Summitt and was the SEC Player of the Year as a senior. She won a gold medal at the World University Games and played professionally for seven seasons before being drafted by the WNBA's Utah Stars. Head spent 3 years in the WNBA, reaching the postseason with the Phoenix Mercury in 2000. In 2016, Head was inducted into the Salem Wall of Champions. For more on Dina Head and to see our weekly Famous Faces feature that's part of our MHSAA 100 coverage, check us out online at MHSAA.com or follow us on social media. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Sanford Meridian's Halen McLaughlin. She poured in a school-record 38 points and a conference win over Beaverton. East Lansing junior K.J. Torbert, he won over 1,000 career points in a double overtime victory over Okemos. And to Wyandotte Roosevelt goalie Evan Kelly, he had 47, yes, 47 saves and a 3-1 win over Gibraltar Carlson.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
In basketball, if you are attempting to take a charge, do you have to be stationary? Can a defender draw a charge while sliding his or her feet? A defensive player does not need to be stationary in order to draw a charge. Once a defender has established legal guarding position, which is when the defensive player has both feet on the floor and is facing the opponent, the defender can move laterally or obliquely to maintain that position, even if it means having one or both feet off the floor when contact occurs with the offensive player. In a block or charge situation, many fans like to say it's a block because the defender was moving, but that's not always the case. A defender can draw a charge while in motion.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. One of the very best officials in the state is the MHSAA's Director of Officials, Sam Davis. And his contributions to the sport of wrestling have earned him a spot in the Michigan chapter of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. Davis will be inducted in May at a ceremony in Ann Arbor. A high school wrestler at Lansing Eastern, Davis helped the Quakers to a Class A team title in 1968, and he won an individual championship as a senior in 1969. He won state judo championships in the early 80s and has officiated wrestling for 45 years. Davis was awarded the Vern Norris Award in 2015 for his vast contributions to officiating, and he joined the MHSAA staff 2 years later in 2017, where he now directs the officials department and the 9,000 registered officials in the state. Davis spent 32 years with the Lansing School District teaching, coaching, and as an assistant principal, and he spent another 11 years with the Ingham County Sheriff's Office, retiring as a major. To read more about Sam, the longtime president of the Lansing Wrestling Officials Association, head to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.